Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Sonny Hostin and Gabriel Hostin. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the incident, then offer my analysis. Asuncion Cummings Hostin was born on October 20, 1968, in New York City. She goes by the name Sonny. In 1990, she graduated with a bachelor's degree in English. In 1994, she earned her Juris Doctor. Sonny married an orthopedic surgeon named Emmanuel Hostin. She had a son named Gabriel in 2002 and a daughter named Paloma in 2006. Sonny went to work as a law clerk before becoming a trial attorney in the United States Department of Justice Antitrust Division. After this, she worked as a federal prosecutor. Sonny became a commentator on court TV, where she would offer her opinions on various criminal cases alongside the well-known legal commentator Nancy Grace. At this time, Sonny was still using her first name, Asuncion. Nancy Grace struggled to pronounce this name. During a break, she asked Sonny if she had another name she could call her. She responded that some of her friends in school would call her Sonny. This is the name she has used ever since. After this, Sonny's career really started to shine. She regularly appeared on the Is It Legal segment of The O'Reilly Factor. In September 2007, Sonny was hired by CNN as the legal analyst for a morning program called American Morning. When that show ended in 2011, she continued working for CNN, covering high-profile trials and legal stories. In February 2016, she joined ABC News full-time as a senior legal correspondent. In September of that same year, Sonny became a permanent co-host of a popular daytime grievance panel called The View. She had made appearances on this TV show starting in 2014. The View frequently features co-hosts arguing about various topics in an apparent effort to alienate every possible viewer on the planet. Surprisingly, this mission has not been successful. By 2026, Sonny lived in a 12,000-square-foot mansion in Purchase, New York. Now moving to the timeline of the incident. On June 16, 2026, Sonny Hostin's 23-year-old son, Gabriel Hostin, was on the Metro North Railroad right-of-way near Commerce Drive in New Rochelle, New York. This is just north of the New Rochelle station at 24 Station Plaza North. The area was marked with signs that read, "No trespassing, private property, violators will be prosecuted." At 7:58 p.m., two Metropolitan Transportation Authority police officers stopped Gabriel and handcuffed him. Gabriel called his mother, Sonny, and said, "Hey, Mom, I'm walking by a train station. This cop is putting handcuffs on me." He then told the police, "My mom's a lawyer, by the way." Gabriel attempted to gain leverage by invoking the ancient legal doctrine of, "My mother is going to hear about this." The police said, "So the reason we're stopping you, this is trespassing right here." Gabriel indicated that the gate was open and he was just walking there. The police explained to him that trespassing there is a big deal because people could get hit by a train. During this encounter, Sonny continued talking on speakerphone. She said, "Tell them your mother is a federal prosecutor." One of the officers then spoke to her. Sonny told him that she was a former federal prosecutor and her son was a Harvard graduate. She said, "He's not a criminal. He has no criminal record, no criminal history." The officer explained that trespassing is very dangerous around railroad tracks. People get hit all the time. Sonny did not appear to be impressed. She continued talking about how Gabriel was a Harvard graduate. The police removed Gabriel from the area as Sonny drove toward the scene. She was still on the phone. An officer told her that Gabriel was going to be issued an appearance ticket. The charge would normally be a misdemeanor, but he was cutting it down because there was nothing on Gabriel's record and he had been very cooperative. Sonny said, quote, "Officer, is that really necessary? This is a kid that doesn't do anything. He's a Harvard graduate and a Yale researcher. He teaches geometry to kids in the South Bronx," unquote. Gabriel had learned about all kinds of lines, with the apparent exception of property lines. He also explained that the trains are dangerous. Sonny responded, "Why would you put something on his record like this?" The officer once again explained how this was not anything criminal. It was a violation, not a misdemeanor. As this was going on, Gabriel was talking to the officers. He asked them what would happen if they didn't write the appearance ticket. One officer indicated that there were cameras everywhere, and if they didn't see him, somebody would have reported him. At this point, Sonny arrived at the scene. She said, "Can you give him a warning?" The officer explained how this was not going on Gabriel's record. Two other police officers then showed up at the scene. Sonny said, "I'm a former federal prosecutor. He's a Harvard grad who teaches fourth grade geometry to kids. This is not a kid who's ever in trouble. It's an innocent mistake." An officer wrote the appearance ticket and was very apologetic. He was one of the most apologetic police officers I've ever seen on body camera video, almost like the railroad had wandered onto Gabriel's property instead of the other way around. When this incident was over, Sonny wrote a letter to the prosecutor handling the case, indicating that she represented Gabriel. She requested a dismissal of the charge, indicating that the circumstances of the case did not reflect the type of conduct the law was intended to address. She wrote, quote, "My client is a 2025 Harvard University graduate with no criminal history or prior contact with the criminal justice system. He is an avid runner and former junior Olympian track athlete who was in the area training. While jogging, he observed what appeared to be a gravel incline that could be used for hill training. Although there was a gate at the entrance of the gravel incline, the gates were standing open. The only no trespassing sign was affixed to the left gate, and because the gates were open, it was not visible to my client as he entered the property. He reasonably believed the area was accessible and had no intention of entering private property unlawfully. While training on the hill, my client was approached by a police officer. The defendant called me immediately, and I arrived at the location within minutes. During the encounter, and in my presence, the officer acknowledged that the gate should have been closed, and, using a key from his own belt, proceeded to close and lock the gate. The officer further advised that he was intentionally issuing only a violation, not a criminal trespass charge, in order to deter others from entering the property. The officer's acknowledgement that the gate should have been secured reinforces my client's reasonable belief that the area appeared to be open and accessible to the public. My client immediately explained that he had no intent to trespass, that he did not know the property was private, and that the gates had been open when he entered." Unquote. At the time I am making this video, Gabriel Hostin is scheduled to appear in New Rochelle City Court on July 31, 2026. Now moving to my analysis, here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one, the offense that Gabriel was charged with is considered non-criminal. This was a trespassing violation, not misdemeanor trespassing. A conviction carries a maximum of 15 days in jail and a $250 fine, although jail time for this violation is extremely unusual. Arrest and prosecution records are generally sealed afterward, although sealing may not erase every trace of the case. One possible outcome of this case would be adjournment in contemplation of dismissal. This is when the court postpones the case. If the defendant stays out of trouble, usually for 6 months, the violation would be dismissed. A defendant cannot get a jury trial for this violation, only a bench trial. All other legal protections, however, remain in place, like the right to confront witnesses and the state having the burden to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Item number two, do I believe that Gabriel Hostin is guilty of the trespassing violation? In my opinion, he is not guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. The gate being left open does not mean that people are free to enter railroad property, but if the no trespassing sign was not clearly visible, it's possible Gabriel could have believed he was entering public property. An undergraduate degree from Harvard does not give a person common sense. Apparently, "Do not wander near active railroad tracks" remains graduate-level material. Gabriel gained nothing from being on railroad property. He did not take anything, he did not damage anything, and he was not trying to hide some bad act. It seems like he just wasn't thinking things through and made an error in judgment. Item number three, Sonny has made public comments indicating that no one is above the law. She has complained about privilege, unequal policing, and people using institutional power for personal benefit. Some people find it curious that Sonny maintained these positions, yet when her son was confronted by the police, she immediately wanted him to have a special privilege. She repeatedly pointed out that she had been a federal prosecutor. Gabriel did not have a criminal record, he was a Harvard graduate, and He taught kids geometry. Her federal credentials from one direction and Gabriel's Ivy League resume from another. She was special and should be given a favor by law enforcement, and Gabriel was special. He was not the type of person who deserved to be arrested. Throughout the interaction with the police, Sonny maintained a disapproving and arguably condescending facial expression. At times, Gabriel also appeared to be smug. He was quick to mention that his mother was an attorney, as if he expected that to help his situation. This brings me to the question, was Sonny's behavior inappropriate? Let's take a look at the evidence both for and against the idea that it was inappropriate, starting with the factors supporting this theory. Sonny identified herself as a co-host of The View and a former federal prosecutor, neither of which had any bearing on whether Gabriel trespassed or not. This makes it seem like Sonny believed the police should give her son different treatment because of her accomplishments. Sonny's behavior is the equivalent of a celebrity saying, "Do you know who I am?" or an off-duty police officer flashing a badge when pulled over for speeding. Sonny repeated her son's credentials, like his status as a Harvard graduate, as if he deserved special privilege from law enforcement, almost like he was in a higher class of people and should not be treated like ordinary folks. Now moving to the factors contradicting the theory that Sonny's behavior was inappropriate. The evidence supports the conclusion that Gabriel did not intend to enter railroad property. The trespassing charge requires that a person knowingly enter the property, which was not the case here. The police were being heavy-handed, and Sonny had every right to advocate for her son. A criminal record could have been devastating to his future employment prospects. The circumstances of the alleged trespassing were minor, but employers don't care about that. They see a criminal record, and they don't want anything to do with that applicant. They're really not interested in the details. They just want to move on. Arguably, Sonny was wise to attack the problem vigorously from the start, because if the police walked away and did nothing or gave Gabriel a warning, there would have been nothing to worry about. The problem would have been solved on the spot. Communicating her status as a celebrity and former prosecutor gave Sonny a better chance of accomplishing her goal. It came at the expense of her integrity, but her objective was to defend her son. Parents have a powerful instinct to protect their children, and Sonny should not be faulted for acting on that instinct. When considering all the evidence in this case, do I believe that Sonny's behavior was inappropriate? Yes. In my opinion, Sonny was trying to obtain a favor using her status. She knew it was hypocritical and wrong, but she did it anyway. I don't have a problem with her advocating for her son. Her objective was admirable, but her methodology was not. What do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Sonny Hostin has achieved an impressive degree of fame and success. She came to believe that her accomplishments place her above the law. This automatically means that her son is above the law as well. If Sonny had simply asked the police officers to let Gabriel go or give him a warning without invoking her high status, most people probably would have been fine with her behavior. She certainly had the right to protect her son from a criminal record. Unfortunately, Sonny could not resist invoking a special privilege. The officers were issuing an appearance ticket while Sonny was attempting to redeem decades of professional achievement for one free warning. She turned what should have been a minor encounter with law enforcement into a demonstration of arrogance, grandiosity, and hypocrisy. Whether Gabriel is convicted may ultimately matter very little to his reputation because the body camera video is now available. Anybody can watch the encounter. They can see his mother's behavior, and they can conclude it reflects badly on him. The violation may eventually disappear from the records, but the phrase, "my mom is a lawyer, by the way," has already achieved permanent residency on the internet. In the end, Sonny's arrogance and Gabriel's willingness to rely on it may have created more reputational liability than a sealed non-criminal violation. Those are my thoughts in the case of Sonny Hostin and Gabriel Hostin. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.